From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Leiden. Last week, we asked our listeners to tell us about their recurring dreams. Here are two of their nighttime reveries.
My name is Mary Norbert Corte. I'm 73 years old, and my recurring dream is of pushing a sofa up the side of Mount Everest. It was my grandmother's sofa, which was puce, horsehair, and I'm dressed fully in crampons and oxygen mask, and I never reach the top. And the dream stopped when I retired.
My name is Cindy Hall, and I live in Madison, Alabama. And my recurring dream began just after my dad died in 1994. I am walking through a park, and I notice that there is a bench at the top of the hill. And as I start to walk up the hill and I get partway up, I can see that my oldest son, Justin, is sitting on the bench. And as I make my way up the hill, I notice that he is talking to someone, an older man. And I look and I see that the older man Justin is talking to is my dad. And then as I come around so I can have a chance to talk to Dad, I always wake up. When I was younger, the dream was very upsetting to me. As the years have gone on, I no longer am upset by this dream, but I'm comforted by knowing that my husband and I have raised our boys in a way that they would be people that would enjoy sitting on a park bench on a summer day talking to Dad, and also that they have become men that Dad would enjoy talking to on a park bench on a beautiful summer day.
Thanks to listeners Mary Norbert Corte and Cindy Hall. And here's our assignment for next week. We want to hear about your obsolete skills. That's right, those skills you painstakingly mastered only to have them rendered completely useless. Think of us in the early days of NPR, hunched over reel-to-reel tape with razor blades. Razor blades we now use only to open the mail. Write to us at homework@npr.org or record your story on our homework hotline. And that number is 202-408-5183. And be sure to tell us your name and how to reach you.